President Bush followed last weekend's Texas-sized inaugural celebration by dancing through his first week on the new carpet in the Oval Office. Mr. Bush quickly put a slew of last-minute Clinton administration executive orders on hold and signed his own executive order to ban use of federal funds for overseas family planning programs. The president also got out of the White House for a visit to a Washington, D.C. school to boost his education initiatives, but the political focus was on Congress. With the exception of Attorney General nominee John Ashcroft, the president's cabinet choices enjoyed relatively placid rides through the confirmation process, and Ashcroft is expected to win approval even after his tough questioning at the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Bush's efforts to build a bridge to the Democrats on Capitol Hill also went forward with invitations to speak at Democratic House and Senate retreats this week. Today, we turn to colleagues around the country for a sense of how the president fared outside the nation's capital. Bert Robinson is an editor at the San Jose Mercury News in California. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning.
Kate Nelson is a columnist and member of the editorial board at the Albuquerque, New Mexico Tribune. Welcome back, Kate.
Thank you.
And Candace Page is a political reporter for the Burlington, Vermont Free Press. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Leanne.
You know, the president's first week seemed rather charmed. It even got a boost from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, who said a tax cut would be okay. He didn't say that before. Candy Page in Burlington was the talk of the town in Washington, heard in the Green Mountains.
Well, of course, everybody in the Green Mountains, like everybody in the United States, would embrace a tax cut. But I think Vermonters are having a hard time getting by some of George Bush's positions. And what I heard a lot of talk about this week, a lot of grumbling, was the executive order he signed banning overseas funds for any organization that counsels on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Clear majority of Vermonters are pro-choice, and reaffirmed, I think, some suspicions up here that this is not the man that Vermonters wanted to be president.
Kate Nelson in New Mexico, there's been some talk in the New Mexico legislature not only about the president but about the governor.
Oh, indeed. Our legislature convened 12 days ago, and it has carried enough drama to distract many of the people from what's going on the national stage. The second day of the session, the governor, who's a remarkable athlete, Gary Johnson, went out for a run, slipped on some ice, and caused, I believe, several compression fractures in his vertebra.
Mm.
And that alone has been distracting enough. But on the issues, one of the legislative issues that's likely to get national attention is the governor's drug reform plan. He put together a task force that developed a rather extensive package of decriminalization measures, harm reduction. It goes way beyond providing medical marijuana. And the Democratic legislature is a bit skeptical at this point. If the governor can overcome his injury and get down there and hash this out, it could provide a national model for perhaps a more rational way of dealing with illegal drugs.
Mm. Bert Robinson in San Jose, California, was on the president's agenda because of the utility crisis you're having out there. 2 weeks federal support for help. Was that received well?
That was received very well. I think there weren't many people who expected that he was going to extend the federal order to sell out-of-state gas and electricity into California, and the fact that he did, I think, was greeted very favorably.
What do you know about the plan that Governor Gray Davis seems to be embracing to help ease the crisis out there?
Well, the main thing I know about it is that they don't have it worked out yet, and they're running out of time. The state started buying electricity itself. The electricity that's coming into my house right now perhaps was purchased with my own taxpayer money. They set aside $400 million to do that about a week ago. They're more than halfway through the money. So they've got a major problem, and they've got about a week to solve it. It should be an interesting week.
Candy Page in Vermont, we've been hearing some stories about deregulation in Vermont and power problems. How is this issue reverberating up there?
Well, Vermont is the only New England state that has not restructured its utility industry. And it's been a front burner issue for the last 5 years. The governor and the utilities had been pushing the Vermont legislature to open up markets and deregulate. the legislature was firmly in Democratic hands, and some politicians simply dug in their heels in the Vermont House and refused to do it, saying that there weren't enough protections for ratepayers in any of the plans they had seen. Well, now, of course, everybody, including some utility executives, are saying, yep, maybe waiting and seeing the mistakes that other states have made is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Education was a big issue for the president this past week. Kate Nelson in New Mexico. President Bush says he wants to give the states the responsibility for tracking the performance of their schools. People are calling this standardized testing. How are his proposals being greeted in your state?
Education reform has been on the front burner on the statewide level here for the last year, and there are, I believe, five competing plans now in the legislature to restructure it, to pay teachers more, to provide vouchers. And a lot of what I'm hearing on issues of accountability and performance standards is a fair amount of skepticism. In a state like this, there aren't that many private schools that people could take a voucher to, and so that heightens the debate.
Bert Robinson in San Jose, what about the folks in California? Are they thinking about education, given that they're having problems keeping the lights on?
As you probably know, we had a statewide vote on a voucher initiative in November, and it just went down in flames. It probably got a little less than 30% of the vote. I noticed with some interest that when Bush pushed his education plan during the week, he didn't actually use the word voucher. And the program that he's pushing is much more targeted to low-income students and failing schools, which is very different from what California voted on, which was a very, very broad vouchers for everyone program. That's not popular in California. That's not ever going to be popular in California.
Bert Robinson is the city editor at the San Jose Mercury News in California. Candace Page is political reporter for the Burlington Free Press in Vermont. Kate Nelson is columnist and member of the editorial board at the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. Thank you all.
Thank you, Leanne.
You're welcome.
Thank you.